This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, April 2. Nicodemus. A reading comes from John chapter 3. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." Many people have wondered and speculated about why Nicodemus went to Jesus at night. Nicodemus was a Pharisee and a member of the ruling religious council, which was often opposed to Jesus. Was Nicodemus afraid of being seen by other council members? Did he go at night because Jesus would be less busy and have time for an in-depth conversation? Did John include that detail because it fit with his emphasis on light and darkness in his account of Jesus' life and work? Whatever the reason, the fact that Nicodemus went to Jesus with questions and that Jesus engaged him in conversation has always intrigued me. Nicodemus had questions about spiritual matters, and Jesus was interested in discussing those with him, even at night. This encounter prompts me to ask, are we ready and willing to come to Jesus with our questions about faith? We all have questions, and Jesus is always ready to hear them. What are your questions about faith? Did you know Jesus cares about you and wants you to have life to the full? You can ask him questions anytime in prayer, and Jesus' followers can help with finding answers in the Bible and providing a community that supports you in faith. If you know some followers of Jesus, ask them for help with your questions. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for engaging with our questions and for providing people who can support and talk with us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.